Kara Waddell, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So your organization's report titled The First 1,000 Days, it just came out recently. What were some of its key findings?
Young children are facing obstacles that previous generations did not face. The age at which a person is most likely to be homeless in Tarrant County, if we closed our eyes and imagined that face, we'd think of an adult, but the age is actually infancy, and the next most likely age being toddlerhood. And it's just a very different landscape than what we may have faced growing up.
The report also finds that there's a gap in the quality of infant and toddler care. Now, especially considering the cost of daycare, do we have any conclusions as why is there this gap in quality?
Well, first of all, young families today pay more for childcare than they will pay when their child grows up and attends public university. Childcare is a huge challenge for parents. We hear over and over again. So for infant and toddler care, it's particularly expensive. Why? Frankly, one adult can only take care of so many infants or toddlers. And so the cost goes up. And one of the challenges that we're realizing is, gosh, we've done a great job of having excellent high-quality classrooms developing for four-year-olds. But what do we do for those that are a little bit younger? And we're putting out the rally cry to say that as cities and counties are developing their economic development plans, their neighborhood revitalization plans, they need to include infants and toddlers in those plans.
Walk me through some of the recommendations. You know, what can be done in Tarrant County to help infants and toddlers?
We do really want to see an increase in health care for young children and a developmental screening tool. Young children, we can catch a lot of the challenges that they're going to face later if we use very simple, free tools that even parents can use to identify what's happening and where there may be a developmental delay.
Is there any way for groups in Tarrant County to partner or join forces to address these issues, you know, working with cities or school districts or social service agencies?
I know almost every big city in the United States is forming collaboratives and alliances that are working to do better for children. In Fort Worth, we have the Fort Worth Literacy Partnership, where adults are able to go in and volunteer and read with children. In Tarrant, we also have the Early Learning Alliance, where we're working with parents as leaders and learning that even before they arrive at school, they know how to be involved in their child's education and how to be engaged in their school. We think that's critical.
Now, infants in Tarrant County have the highest mortality rate of any urban area in Texas?
It's shocking. And people, we've garnered, unfortunately, that unfortunate ranking in the past, and it's crept back up again. And it stuns people to think that this is the county that we love, the cities that we love, that this is what some families are facing. And that's why we chose to do this report, was to bring an emphasis again and say, what is happening? And that's not what I know Texans want for their children, and we can do better.
Of all the issues that your report outlined, which do you think is the most critical?
I think that we need to deal with the infant mortality issue. I think it's one that continues. It's just shocking to people to realize that young mothers are not getting the health care, are not getting the help, and are facing such challenging conditions that we're actually losing life. I used to live and work in China, and you know, it was stunning to me to be in China and experience infant mortality and then to come to Texas and realize that we are facing really high numbers and challenges as well. We can do better.
Kara Waddell is the CEO of Child Care Associates. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin.